The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 18. At that hour the disciples came to Jesus and said, Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child to him and placed him in the midst of them and said, Verily I say to you, unless you turn and become as little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever therefore humbles himself as this little child is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such little child on my account receives me. But whoever ensnares one of these little ones that believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Alas for the world, because of snares. For it is necessary that snares come, but alas for that man by whom the snare comes. If then your hand or your foot ensnares you, cut it off and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed than, having two hands or two feet, to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye ensnares you, pull it out and throw it from you. It is better to enter into life with one eye than, having two eyes, to be thrown into hellfire. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. For I say to you, that their angels in heaven do always behold the face of my Father, who is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which is lost. What think you, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them go astray, does he not leave the 99, and go into the mountains, and seek for that which has gone astray? And if it so be that he find it, verily I say to you, he rejoices over it more than the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost. And if your brother sin against you, go and tell him of his fault between you and him alone. If he hear you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. But if he refuse to hear them, tell it to the church. And if he also refuse to hear the church, let him be to you as a heathen man and a publican. Verily I say to you, my disciples, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they will ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where there are two or three that have come together for my sake, there I am in the midst of them. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? And shall I forgive him till seven times? Jesus said to him, I say to you, not till seven times, but till 70 times 7. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a king that wished to settle accounts with his servants. And when he began to make a settlement, there was brought to him one that owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his lord commanded him and his wife and children and all that he had to be sold, and payment to be made. Therefore the servant fell down and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, Lord, and I will pay you all. And the lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and let him go, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out, and found one of his fellow servants, who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hold of him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. Then his fellow servant fell down at his feet, and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison, till he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sad, and went and made known to their lord all that was done. Then his lord called him and said to him, Wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you besought me. Ought you not to have the same mercy on your fellow servant, even as I had mercy on you? And his lord was angry, and delivered him to the jailers, till he should pay all that was due him. So also will my heavenly Father do to you, if from your hearts you forgive not every one his brother's offenses.